BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. It's a Wolverhampton special. Everyone on the show is from Wolverhampton today because a report says it's really miserable there. We don't agree. Alice is on Real or No Real. Bumble at Wednesday is happening as well.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
Childish Gambino, 3005. Good afternoon to you.
This is BBC Radio 1.
I was on Grimmy's show well early this morning. Did you hear me?
I missed you this morning, but I saw on Twitter that you were getting right involved.
I felt I had to call him. Normally I would just text him when he says something ridiculous on the radio, but today was a whole new level.
What was the deal? Why were you up so early?
I was just listening. I was about to go to... I was going to the gym, actually.
You're one of those, are you?
Yeah, today I was.
Because it was well early.
Well, not that early, like 10 past 7. And do you heard what he did, right?
Mm.
So he had Justin Bieber's phone because they were filming something at Radio 1 here on Friday after the interview. Bieber's phone falls out of his pocket and then he leaves the building. So Grimmy's like, whose phone is this? Turns out it's Justin Bieber's phone. Obviously, there's a passcode on it, but you don't need the passcode to be able to swipe up and use the camera. So he took several selfies of himself. Also, he did a video of himself on Justin Bieber's actual phone, Grimmy I'm talking about, singing What Do You Mean, doing full-on Justin Bieber face, and then wrote down his number and said, had a great time today, give me a ring.
I mean, he's taken full advantage, hasn't he?
Oh, why would you do that? Like, how awkward is it going to be next time he comes on the show, if there is a next time? So I just felt I had to call in.
I mean, it's such
great. I was a caller on Radio 1 this morning. I enjoyed it.
I think it's such a flaw, that camera thing on the phones, because it happens all the time.
Yeah, and out of anything that should be passcoded, it should be the camera.
Yeah.
It's a massive manufacturing flaw, that. Here's Troy Sivan.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Yes, it's Bumbleo Wednesday. Any early suggestions for what to play from the show in the large gap today, please text on 81199. You had one that you wanted to put in, didn't you?
Oh, yes. There's a couple. There was one from yesterday. Something that you said yesterday, which I really want to get in there.
Oh, was it my loyalty to Radio 1 through the years?
Yeah, it was when you suddenly went a little bit Braveheart and just really passionate about Radio 1.
Okay, I know exactly the clip you mean. If you've got anything that you want to hear, maybe something that's not been on for a while, we can put it in the Bumbleo gap today before we shake it. 81199. Cycling legend Geraint Thomas was so good on the show yesterday.
Mm.
And it looks brilliant, the video, because he's on his normal, like, proper professional award-winning bike and you're on a child's bike.
Yeah, I thought we were going to have the same bikes. I thought what you'd arrange was for us to be on a level. I thought it's going to be so cool because I'm in front of a world-famous cyclist. It would be like almost like we're competing.
It was like the one that you'd probably get for like your ninth birthday.
Yeah. I mean, just proportionally, the size difference of both of them is ridiculous.
He had massive height advantage on you. But a good game yesterday. Tom in Warwick spotted this next clip on the F1. And David Coulthard tells us about some of the tough decisions the drivers have to make before each and every race.
I know that Kimi tends to use a mirrored visor in dry conditions. As you see Daniil there, power sliding his Red Bull. So it may well be that Kimi has chosen not to have a clear visor on his wet helmet.
Come on.
Your helmet's wet now, for sure.
It really is.
Kimi has chosen not to have a clear visor on his wet helmet.
Oh, it must be difficult on the F1. Really good. The video's on BBC iPlayer now, if you love a bit of G. Such a big reaction on Twitter and text as well for him. Like, he's an MBE.
Mm. I'm just watching it now as well. Why am I the only one wearing a helmet?
True.
With a flashing light on the top.
Some of the messages that we got through from you lot actually got a bigger reaction from Chris and Geraint than the innuendos themselves. Chris's bike is rubbish. Looks like G is taking his son out for his first bike ride. It was a great one yesterday.
I think we need to get more world champions on the show.
100% yes. So, if you want to watch that video, Geraint Thomas, absolute cycling legend, the master of the game. Go to BBC iPlayer, the Radio 1 channel. The video is there now. Worth it just to see Chris's really inferior bike.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Michael Calfan, treasured soul on Radio 1. I've got someone that I know quite well who is constantly calling me buddy at the moment on text, and I'm not sure I like it.
But it's hard in those situations when someone's calling you chief, calling you buddy.
Who calls anyone chief?
It's really hard to try and get them to stop doing it.
Big man. I hate that as well. What does that mean?
Charlie Sloth uses that one a lot.
Yeah.
All right, big man?
Buddy, not okay. Fella, not okay. Mister, really not okay. Mate, fine. I'm fine with that.
Chief is good. I think we've talked about trying to bring back chief.
I mean, you're not onto a winner there. No one's going to be like, all right, chief.
Keep saying hello, my love, in a really quite patronising way.
Is that my fault?
Because of you, to literally everyone around me.
Hello, my love.
And then as soon as I say it, I have to apologise for doing it. I said it to my boss the other day. It was a terrible,
hello,
terrible,
my love.
Terrible thing to say.
Do I say that a lot?
You say that more than you think.
All right, my love. I don't know what Radio 2 are playing at. They bumbleoed at 6:20 this morning.
I heard about that.
Yeah, I got loads of texts about it. And a lot of requests coming in for The Gap today as well, which is always nice. You can text me at 81199 or discount Radio 2's one and do our own one.
The Scott Mills Daily.
What's that you've been looking at a minute ago?
I'm just... Basically, there's this report that people in Wolverhampton are the most miserable in the UK.
I saw this.
It's incredible.
I think it was in the... Was it in the paper?
It's this thing online.
Like, these surveys are on every day. That's it. It was... I think they did it like... Because you know Liam Payne's from Wolverhampton. Yeah. They're like, more bad news for 1D's Liam after splitting up with his girlfriend. The fact that Wolverhampton is the most miserable place in the UK will add to his troubles. It probably won't.
No.
And also, it's not a fact. Not a fact. What are they basing that on?
Well, from what I can see, it with these kind of things, it's like when they're not sure what to write online, they just pick a place name out of a hat and then it's the most something. Because I saw one earlier saying something about toilets in Oxford being the
best
UK's
toilets.
Greatest.
Yeah, I mean...
So who decides that?
You can tell it's a fairly slow day in the world of news when things like this happen. But imagine being from Wolverhampton, I'd be annoyed
it's
by
harsh.
This.
And also, from what I can see... It's getting round this thing that Wolverhampton's a really unhappy place.
Not fair.
Which is rubbish.
On Warvo at all. Because they've done nothing wrong. I think we need to show them some love today. So I'm now declaring from this moment on, this is happening. Today on this show it's a Wolverhampton special.
Right.
Which means that you can't be on unless you're from Wolverhampton for the rest of the show.
Okay, what do you mean? You can't contact the show unless you're from Wolverhampton.
That's right.
And this is all as a show of support for...
Just to give them a bit of a boost, because I think they're getting a bit of a kicking at the moment.
Mm.
So only Wolverhampton people for the rest of the show.
And you've taken it upon yourself to make this happen.
Absolutely. Don't even think about getting in touch if you're not from Wolverhampton. Just for today, it'll be normal from tomorrow. Here's Miguel, not from Wolverhampton. I think the music's fine.
What's the deal with
the
music?
The music's okay.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Today the show is a Black Country special, Bab. All about Wolverhampton. Not miserable. Look, Charlotte from Wolverhampton's just sent a really happy picture in of her face.
Look at that. Yeah, very happy face. She looks fine.
Grant's feeling it. He's well happy that today is a special. Thank you so much, says Min, born and bred here, down to earth people come from Wolverhampton. I love it. It's a happy place.
Matt's texting though. He says, Scott, I fear you've not thought this through. How about Bumbleo? What happens there?
Yeah, everyone has to be from Wolverhampton for Bumbleo today.
Well, really? Because that's a radical change to how we've done it before.
I know, but like if you're just going to have to pretend to be from Wolverhampton because I won't read any out that aren't from there. I'm not going to know, am I? So, like, just say from Wolverhampton and it'll get read out.
And that does it for you? I mean, surely you don't like the lies.
Can't check. So, if you are going to Bumbleo today, if you're thinking about trying to get a shout out on Bumbleo, say you're from Wolvo, I would. Because otherwise, I mean, you're banned. Same with callers, everything today. Let's make it all about Wolvo.
Literally everything.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Scott. It's Jack from Wolverhampton.
Yes, only Wolverhampton people allowed today from now on.
Sounds good to me. Improves the show.
Are you a real wolf? What do you call someone from Wolverhampton?
I suppose a Wolfrunian sometimes. From wolves, a yam yam gets thrown around quite a lot.
Yeah. Are you at work at the moment?
I am, yes. Okay. I am building for a charity event today.
What do you do?
So I DJ, I do event management, I do event planning and building, so working on a charity event today.
And are you miserable?
I'm not, no, not no. at all.
Happy to be from Wolvo.
Happy to be from Wolvo today, yeah.
See, this survey is not right, is it?
It definitely isn't, no.
Can you prove that you are from Wolverhampton, please?
In what way?
I don't know.
Otherwise, we will have to ban you.
Yeah.
So I lived in Fallings Park, which is a little area just by Wolverhampton. I went to Wensfield High School, and I also went to Wolverhampton College.
Okay. What's the name of the local shopping centre?
The Manda Centre.
Yeah, we've got the Manda. What's the other one?
The Wolfram Centre.
That's the one. The one that's easily accessible from the ring road circling the city.
That would be the one. Yes, you've been then, Scott.
Yeah, I've been. The entrances are on, is it Cleveland Street and Bilston Street, isn't it?
Yes, there is many entrances to both shopping centres. There are links in the middle as well.
It sounds like the real deal, Scott.
And then you've got Banks Brewery there as well.
We have, just outside, the wonderful smell of the brewery as you drive past.
The Black Country's finest ales.
They are indeed.
Well, you've definitely passed the test. You are from Wolverhampton, so you can carry on getting in contact with the show today, because if you're not, you're not allowed. Just for today. Is there anything else you wanted, Jack?
I'd just say that Wolverhampton, it's got a bad reputation. Only people from Wolverhampton can badmouth Wolverhampton, but I will say this, it'll look great when it's finished.
Okay, good. Good to speak to you.
Thanks, guys.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Love this. M&EK, Zara Larsson, Never Forget You. It's Scott Mills on Radio 1. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello.
All right.
Who's that?
It's Jake.
Jake, where are you from?
I'm Wolverhampton.
Yes! Only Wolvo people allowed on the show today.
That's because we're all happy, that's why.
Are you happy?
I'm always happy.
Yeah, you sound it.
I'm sound it.
Yes.
I've already worked up my reasons as to why we're so happy. So.
Oh, please give them to me.
Is everyone in Wolverhampton feeling like this? It's kind of annoyed about what's been said.
Well, I must admit, there's a couple of reasons as to why I can see that they've said it. The only reason, real reason, that gets me miserable about Wolverhampton is we have a lot of lads suffering with top knot syndrome.
Yeah, I've seen that when I've been passing through.
Yeah, and, you know, they're the kind of lads, you know, I don't even know what they've done. It's like they've robbed the pet budgie and sellotaped it to the top of their head.
Yeah.
And
I understand. There's a big top knot problem in Wolverhampton.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the kind of lads that stand outside Nando's, going for a cheeky Nando's.
Yeah. I hear you.
Is that a Wolverhampton problem, or is that a wider issue?
I would say, well, I've been to some other places and I'm pretty sure that Wolverhampton suffers with it the most.
I agree. I would actually agree with you there. And that's what they should be reporting, not the fact that you're all miserable.
Well, exactly, yeah. We're not miserable. They should be reporting on top-knot syndrome.
Problem. Exactly.
So why are you happy?
And I think we should get the RSPCA involved because they're sticking all these budgies to the top of their head.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. I hear you.
We're happy because we've got, I'd say, one of the best languages in the UK.
What, English?
No, I don't think you can call it English, can you, really?
What are you calling it, then?
Well, I was hoping I could give Chris a few lessons on how to say some...
You're right,
mate. Absolutely perfect. Yeah, go on.
Yes, Chris. Well, first we've got it isn't, which is the English language. Well, in Wolverhampton, it's I, just like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you are, is yo am.
Yo am.
Yo am.
It's our yo am.
So, yo, I'm all right, are you, yo?
Yo, I'm all right, yo, yo, yo.
No, say it, do it again.
Yo, I'm all right, are you, yo?
Yo, I'm all right, yo,
that
yo,
means,
yo, yo.
You're just saying yo, yo, yo.
That means you are all right, aren't you, you? Yo, I'm all right, are you, yo?
Any more?
Yeah, we've got, obviously...
Like, seriously, can someone answer that phone? It's doing my head in.
Yeah, I'm going to say...
Answer it.
Do the yo, am I right?
Yo.
I can't do that, I'm at work.
Try it.
Right.
You just took the phone off the hook then?
Yeah.
Yeah, go on.
Baby is babby.
Babby?
Babby, so we essentially just take out the complete English language, add an extra B and a couple of E's at the end. So it's like babby.
Babby.
Babby, you're right, Mo, yo, my babby.
Yeah,
That's it, yeah.
Listen, I'm concerned. Where do you work?
I work in Willenhall.
You work? What do you work as?
Well, I advertise all the cars for Renault, for a dealership, one of our dealerships.
I just worry if you've unplugged the phone, someone's not going to be happy.
No, it went back to reception.
Oh, that's all right then. Do you know what I'm most jealous about Wolverhampton at the moment?
What?
You've got Gino De Campo coming soon.
Gino De Campo, well, yeah, but, oh, God, the language barrier there is going to be hilarious. That's going to be hilarious.
Sausage.
Funny. Me going, yo, and he'll be, well, I can't do a very good Italian accent.
Sausage.
Oh, please try, please. You've made me do Italian, please.
Okay, let me say, give me something to say.
Hello, my name is Gino De Campo.
Hello, my name is Gino De Campo.
Actually, not bad.
That's good.
Yeah, yeah, next Tuesday's on at the Civic Hall. Are you not going?
I'm not really into cooking.
It's Gino's Italian Escape.
Gino's Italian Escape?
Yeah,
well,
live.
Yeah, that's because he's trying to run out of Wolverhampton.
You're hilarious. See, Wolverhampton is funny.
Yeah, exactly. See,
yeah.
You know, I want to hear the miserable caller that you get on the phone from Wolverhampton.
Okay.
I don't think there'll be one. I think this report's a load of rubbish.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you very much, Jake, for joining us on our Wolvo special today.
No problem at all.
All right, love you, bye.
Yo, take care.
Yo, take care, bub.
BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
One.
It is Bumbleo Wednesday. That's coming up after 2:30. It's also Wolverhampton Wednesday because, well, you may have read this. They've done one of these silly surveys saying that Wolverhampton is the most miserable place to live in the UK.
Which is rubbish.
Clearly not true. And we've had loads of happy people on from Wolvo today. Got to say, though, an hour and 17 minutes into the show, I am kind of regretting the thing that I said at the start, which is only people from Wolverhampton can get in contact with the show.
I think it seemed like a good idea because obviously you're almost taking it upon yourself to be a proud Wolvertarian.
Wolf-run-an-arian.
Proud Wolf. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
And but the problem is we've still got Bumbleo Wednesday to come, which is based around shout-outs.
I know, but you can only be from Wolverhampton now or pretend that you are because I'm not going to know. But it's one of those ideas you come up with, you're like, oh, it's brilliant, and now it's just like, oh, got to live with it. But everyone's got to be from
Wolverhampton. It's a logistical nightmare.
It actually is. Maria?
Yeah?
Where are you from?
I'm from Tetnall in Wolverhampton.
Are you, though?
Yes, I am.
Prove it.
How?
Well, that's for you to decide, isn't it?
I don't know.
What school did you go to?
I went to Wolverhampton Girls High School.
Okay.
Can you sing the Wolverhampton anthem?
Is there one?
No.
No, just make, she does, make one she... up.
Oh, make one up.
Yeah, go on, just sing it.
Oh, Wolverhampton, it's the best.
Yeah, keep going.
We're less miserable than the rest.
There we are, the Wolverhampton anthem there.
Yeah.
Where are you at the moment then?
I'm in Manchester at the moment.
Oh, right, what are you doing there?
I'm at university.
Traitor.
I know.
Why didn't you go to university in Wolverhampton?
Because they didn't do the course I wanted as I wanted it. I know.
No, is she? She says she's from Wolverhampton. Is she actually allowed on because she's in Manchester?
But I don't know what the rules are here, Sky. It depends how strict you want to be. I don't know what the rule is with traitors.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you're from there, then it's all good.
Great.
Is there anything else you wanted to say?
I can't think of anything right now, but right. Manchester's just like a bigger Wolverhampton.
Is it?
So really, I've just amplified my experience.
So what you did is you left Wolverhampton, but you went to the nearest place to Wolverhampton that you could find.
Sort of.
Right.
Yes. I'm going to say yes. I feel like that's the right answer.
When you were in Wolverhampton, where did you used to go out?
I used to go out. I've only ever been out once in Wolverhampton, and I went to Faces.
Oh, yeah. On Bilston Street?
Probably. Yeah. I don't know the names of any of the streets. I just kind of walk around.
No, that's why I'm suspicious of you.
I am as well. How
you don't, you don't know the clubs.
All your life, though, you don't know Bilston Street?
I don't know the names of any of the streets. My friend lived there all her life, and she got lost trying to find Queen Street the other day, which is like the main street. I just get on the bus, and I know where I'm meant to go.
And you've only been out in Wolverhampton once?
Yes.
I'm suspicious.
I'm very suspicious of that.
So in all your time in Wolverhampton, you never went to the Owl and Falconry Centre?
There's a Falconry Centre in Wolverhampton.
And Owls?
And Owls. No.
Never went to Moseley Hall?
I might have been to Moseley Hall. I've been to Bantock Park a lot.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Have you ever been on a date in Wolverhampton?
Yeah. I have.
Why is that funny?
Oh, it's just my friend laughing at me.
Oh.
Okay, what happened on the date then, please?
What happened on the date? It was just not the best date. It was a little bit awkward. It was very awkward.
Where did he take you?
The little dessert shop.
Cool. Why was it awful?
It was just really awkward. It was a double date as a first date.
That's the one on Queen Street, isn't it?
Possibly. I don't know the streets in Wolverhampton very well.
I think the problem with going to the little dessert place as a date...
Is it like tiny desserts?
No, they're huge.
Right. No, but
it's a little shop, but the desserts are massive.
But the problem is we're going to a dessert place. Is like normally when you go on a date, it lasts three courses. So it's quite a long time. The problem is you're basically going for one course. It's like going to a place just for starters on a date.
Yeah, I didn't even have a dessert.
You were what?
I probably ruined it, didn't I? I had a cup of tea.
Yeah. I mean, it all sounds a bit dry.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. That word. Yeah.
Good to speak to you.
Good to speak to you too.
You don't sound like an unhappy Wolverhampton person, not miserable in any way.
No, I quite like it there. See? It's nice.
Exactly. Love you, bye.
Bye. The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, 5 seconds of summer. They're going to be at the Teen Awards with us, and that's Hey Everybody. What's a bread roll called in Wolverhampton?
I don't know.
Cob.
Cob, is that
a joke? You should know that. No, you should know that.
Oh, sorry.
It's local.
I feel like
where's the best place to go on Saturday night?
We're learning quite a lot. Saturday in Wolverhampton, well, you're the man to ask about
well,
this.
Well, obviously you've got your bars and that, but maybe a little cheeky visit to Pop World Saturday night?
Is it?
Yeah, it is. Some people are getting annoyed now, saying that they will never be able to get on Bumble today because, well, like Shayna in Bexley. She says, I'm in Bexley, not Wolverhampton. I've listened every day from 8 till 5 for the last 6 months. Finally, thought it would be my chance to get in on Bumble Air Wednesday. The one day that you restrict the text to a certain place, mine has no chance of being read out.
Also, my local knowledge in Wolverhampton isn't that strong. So my problem is, if people say place names, I almost need to run them through you, because you're very good at geography, as to whether they're in Wolverhampton or not.
It's not I'm good at geography, I just know lots of places and lots of different area codes.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bumble Air special today. If you're not from Wolverhampton, just lie.
Let's have a good gap today, Mills.
It's going to be a good gap.
Yo, am I right? Yo, yo, yo.
Cut me open, it would say Radio 1.
Sweeping across the desert floor, engulfing everything in its way.
Her boobs can be massive.
Hello.
Hello, happy Halloween.
Oh, thank you.
Back in the day. So rubbish.
They keep going.
Go.
Oh, your gap is lengthy. Thank you.
Well, that was ridiculous. Wayne says, loving the Portsmouth Symphonia. I'd forgotten about that from your show. Wayne is, of course, in Wolverhampton. Nathan from Warvo. Bumbling my big bald head off in Wolverhampton Road, Wolverhampton. Are you, though? Craig and Lucy from Wolverhampton. Alex and Laura bumbling their rags off, cleaning a block of flats in Wellingborough, just outside Wolverhampton. Sorry, that's not allowed. Your band.
That was a Gaffer Champions from Andrew, enjoying a crafty topless bumbling on his way home to Swatham in Wolverhampton.
That's right.
That's a lie.
It is, yes. Amazing gap today, says Lewis from Wolverhampton.
I mean, it's a strange one when the gap is longer than Bumble itself.
Yeah.
It was a small gap before, a second or two long. I mean, what was that?
Andrew enjoying a crafty topless Bumble on his way home to... Well, we've already had him. What's going on?
The problem is...
I can't tell because they all say Wolverhampton. Big Will in Wolverhampton. Yes. Ash in the Wolves... Bumbling her cobs off. That's a bread roll. Not already, is it?
Clappy there.
Ricky from Wolverhampton. Natalie from Wolverhampton says, I love your big gap.
This is amazing. Driven to Wolvo for just 1 hour so I could bumble my absolute nut off.
Yeah.
That's Peter from Wolverhampton,
very
of course.
Good. Jay, the bench joiner from Wolverhampton.
This is so flawed.
Toby in Wolverhampton. John in his big red tractor.
Halfway through the week, though, Mills.
In Wolverhampton. And the manager of Faces has been on. Apparently, I turned up late there once for a gig. I'm sorry.
Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
It's a Wolverhampton special today. They were saying that Wolverhampton is the most miserable place in the UK. Not true. We've had many happy Wolfrans on today.
It's just like one of those things that always appears on the internet. Generally, is when they don't have much else to say.
Yeah.
And it's just like, pick a town, pick something that's either the best or the worst at, and we can make an article out of it.
And sometimes it's a whole BuzzFeed article.
And today, Wolverhampton seems to be getting a bit of a kicking.
It's getting a lot of beef, and... we're here to sort that out, because now, on the phone, I have the daddy of Wolverhampton.
Daddy's home, oh, home for me. I know you've been waiting for this.
Hi, Jeff.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
All right, Bab. How's it going?
I'm fine, thank you.
So, Jeff is one of our long-term listeners. He works in a factory every single day in Wolverhampton. But he's Liam Payne's dad. Yeah, Jeff.
Hello, Scott. Yeah,
yes.
Thanks for the build-up.
No worries. I just thought you'd like a bit of usher there.
Daddy's home.
Everyone likes a bit of usher on a Wednesday afternoon.
That's right. Last time I saw you was at the charity ball, wasn't it, Jeff?
It was, yes, and we had a great time there.
Oh,
yeah.
We had a lovely time.
Fantastic night.
How's your son? Is he all right?
Everything's good. Yeah, he's fine. Yeah, I think he's got a day off of today in between his schedule, which is very welcome.
Yeah, and have you been hearing what we were saying today about Wolvo being the best and not miserable at all?
I'm really pleased that you're bigging up the city of Wolverhampton.
That's right.
You know, as you say, it's got plenty of people who detract from the place, so it's fantastic that we're on national radio celebrating Wolverhampton Day.
But, mate, you're a very happy man, aren't you? This is the point. This thing says people are miserable in Wolverhampton. It's nonsense.
It is, yes. They obviously don't go to the same places that I go to.
And I have to say, Jeff, you and your son, Liam, are two of the happiest people I've ever met.
Thank you very much. And you're one of the happiest people that I've run into either as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I've heard that. All right. Well, good to speak to you. It's nice for a catch-up.
Yes, good, fantastic. Have a good afternoon.
I look at Wolverhampton.
I love that he's on. Yeah, as almost you're like the ambassador for Wolverhampton today, Jeff.
The daddy.
Thank you very much.
Daddy's yes, home.
Yes. Daddy's home. Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Payne, the daddy of Wolverhampton there on our Wolverhampton special.
BBC.
Radio
1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Jess Glynn on BBC Radio 1 on our Wolverhampton special. And as they say in Wolverhampton, don't be so hard on yourself, bab. And before that, it was Rudimental and Ed Sheeran with Lay It All On Me. Mills here, Alice Levine's coming up on Real or No Real. Guess how many times on YouTube people are listening to Hello by Adele right now?
Oh, it's something,
worldwide.
Something ridiculous, right?
A million times an hour.
Mm.
Also, I heard it on Newsbeat on Grimmy's show this morning because I was up early. 200,000 people Shazammed it because they didn't know who it was. Really? I mean, it's quite clearly Adele. Okay, I've got something new for you now. You know Charlie Puth?
Yes.
Off of See You Again. And also that one with Meghan Trainor, Marvin Gaye. He's got a new one out. It's next track to be taken from his album, Nine Track Mind. The album's out at the end of January. And this track is called One Call Away. Charlie Puth, brand new on Radio 1. Let me know what you reckon of this.
I'm only one. Call away, I'll be there to save the day. Superman got nothing on me. I'm only one call away.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, that's a good text. Is this cheese ball for real?
This is an even better text. It's like Hotline Bling if you're in the friend zone. Dicko and Lincoln there.
It really is. It is quite X Factor, winner's song. Alan says, that's going straight in mine. I like it. Rebecca loves it, but then she is feeling a bit soppy. And Chris in Essex thinks it's a bit wet. And someone else on Twitter says, so wet. Good. Charlie Puth and One Call Away is Radio 1's track of the day. Alice Levine.
Oh, as I live and breathe, you two. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. I was on my holidays last week and I picked up a magazine at the newsagent that rhymes with Rub UH Smith. And there you were in it.
What was it, me? Was it little old me?
Yeah.
What shelf?
Excuse me.
Well, no, because the cooking's in the middle, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in the middle.
It was about you and your foods.
And my foods, because I love my posh foods,
yeah.
Don't I?
But you looked amazing in the pictures.
I mean, it's amazing what you can do now with computers, isn't it?
I just thought it was a real nice kind of classy photo.
Can you describe it? Was she handling fruit?
No, she was in a wind machine.
Oh.
In it.
Your hair was flicking about all over the place.
Oh, it was, wasn't it? It was a reet mess, actually.
It looked good.
I had to use the tangle tees that night.
I think I fancied you a bit. It was quite good.
Really?
Yeah.
Take that as a compliment.
Yeah. I actually have.
Take that however way you want.
Would she, was she looking stern or happy?
Just moody. Like,
yeah. Like, I love my food.
It was kind of like, I don't care.
Yeah.
That kind of vibe.
She looked cool. Really cool.
You know when somebody wears, like, shades inside. I think I had an outdoor coat and I was inside.
It was an outdoor coat, yeah. Like a duffel coat, was it?
Yeah. Just wrapped it warm. You know me. Feel the chill like Mary Berry.
Yeah, I read it on the plane on the way there. It was lush. Anyway, let's play today's Real or No Real.
Harry Potter fans can soon live in the Great Hall at Hogwarts.
What?
Whoa.
I really like Harry Potter. I would be up for this. Although the Great Hall, it would be a bit breezy, wouldn't it? It's not... I don't know if I'd want to live in it.
How can you live in it, though?
I don't think you can live in it unless you're massively rich and can buy it. I mean, I assume this means a night. You could probably spend a night in the Great Hall.
For loads of money.
The Great Hall, though, I think is like maybe at Oxford or Cambridge University or something. I swear it's like it's not a set, it's a real place.
Mm.
Do you mean the one I went to at Harry Potter World isn't the real one?
Oh, well, it might have been. I don't know.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong. Oh. I might be wrong.
So I went last Christmas and I was led to believe that was the Great Hall.
Well, now I might be speaking out of turn.
But even as a Harry Potter fan, that's not exciting, is it?
Why?
Spending a night in a Great Hall. I mean, unless if it's...
In the Great Hall at Hogwarts.
Yeah, but if it comes with everything that comes with the Great Hall, that's cool.
What, magic, you mean?
Magic, the beer, the butterbeer, the...
The beer in the Great Hall. No. They don't serve that at Hogwarts.
No?
I have no idea what either of you are talking about. I'm less than a beginner. I don't know what's going on.
Would you not be keen for a night in the Great Hall, Scott?
I don't even know what it means. But I did go to Harry Potter World and I quite enjoyed it.
Even though you have no idea?
Yeah, I still enjoyed it.
Well, that's...
And I got a wand.
Did you?
From the souvenir shop.
Did it choose you?
I don't see. Once again, you've lost me.
Oh.
Is that a Harry Potter joke there I'm not in on?
It's quite a good Harry Potter joke, actually.
Good Potter
did
joke.
It choose me? What? No, I picked it up for $5.99 or whatever from the shop at the end.
Okay.
That they make you walk through.
But this is a strange one, isn't it? Living in the Great Hall. To be able to move all your stuff in.
Is it real?
I think this is no real.
I think this is probably real.
That one is real.
Yes!
They are turning the filming location of the Great Hall into luxury apartments, so you could actually live at Hogwarts, sort of.
So, potentially, not what I said, I'm part of a university, because they probably aren't just building flats in the middle of it.
And next.
You're twice as likely to be followed on Twitter by Justin Bieber than you are by Scott Mills.
Actually, this probably makes sense, because you're probably really tight when it comes to following people.
I don't do it that often, but I can imagine Justin Bieber does it less.
Yeah.
How does this work? Is this statistically the amount of followers you have to the amount that you're following? That must be how it works.
There must be an algorithm, Chris. Mm. I think it took me quite a while, actually, if I recall.
I got a message from Joe Sugg last night going, be nice if you could follow me at some point.
Yo, I was meant to pass that on to you
as
well.
That's really awkward, isn't it?
Yes, because do you know what? He invited us both to go out with him on one night.
Yeah.
And I was meant to tell you that you weren't following him and he needed to DM you.
If someone asks you to do it.
No, but the internet's Joe Sugg there wasn't following him.
But
I mean, no, he's quite a big deal. Yeah.
But asking for a follow like that's quite bold. So have you followed him?
I have now.
Do you ever get this thing on Twitter, which I think is a bit of a blip, where it follows people without asking you?
No, that definitely doesn't happen.
It happens to me all the time and someone will be like, cheers for the follow, lol. And I'm like, who are you?
Who are you?
Right. Have you never had that?
Are you buying your followers from Asia?
If I was, I'd buy more than I've got.
Just going to bump the numbers up a little bit there.
If you were going to buy them, you wouldn't buy 418 or whatever I have.
So is this real? Are you twice as likely to be followed on Twitter by Justin Bieber than you are by me?
Well, you don't follow that many people, but you've got a lot of followers. But then Justin Bieber's got loads and loads of followers.
Justin Bieber's too busy to be following people, surely.
So real or no real?
I think this is... No, because Justin Bieber's got no time to follow it. I think this is no real.
I think maybe Justin Bieber follows loads of famouses because that's the done thing. And I think maybe you're just a little bit pickier, maybe. So I think real.
So where are you getting the idea that Justin Bieber has no time? He has time.
Are you joking?
You think
you're busier than Justin Bieber?
I don't know.
Get over yourself.
Is that what you're saying, Scott?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that you're like, oh, he's so busy.
Yeah,
real
but
or no
we're comparing
real?
Justin Bieber to you right now.
Real or no real?
Are you busier than Justin Bieber?
No.
Is that real what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that. Real or no real? Answer the question.
Get off your high horse.
Wow, isn't that amazing? Scott Mills there. I'm busier than Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber's not that busy.
I've got no time to follow you. I'm busier than Justin Bieber.
In my mouth. Real or no real?
That's going to come back to bite you.
Come on.
No real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Turns out I have a following to followers ratio of 1 to 777, and Bieber has one of 1 to 324.
Okay, so for every 777 people that follow you, you will pick one to follow back.
Yeah.
The chosen one, if you will. Yeah, can you imagine having that power?
So if you've got a follow from Scott Mills there, you are 1 in 777.
Mine would be
count
like
yourself lucky.
1 to 2.
1 to 2. Yeah.
Also, I've just realised, today's supposed to be a Wolverhampton special.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from Nottingham, so Midlands.
No, I'm sorry, we can't have that.
Oh. I didn't think about that.
We've totally banned everyone else, apart from people who are from Wolverhampton today, so I'm afraid we're going to have to stop the game now.
Are you joking? I'm in the region.
That's not good enough. You're not from Wolverhampton.
Hang on a minute. Are we bidding Alice off for the fact that she's not from Wolverhampton?
I'm afraid so, yes.
I don't get West Midlands TV.
No, you're off. But thank you anyway.
This is happening.
This is rude.
No, it'll be fine next week because it won't be a Wolverhampton special. But for this week, I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Are you joking?
Right.
No, I think this is actually happening.
Yeah.
right. He's right, though. It was a Wolverhampton special.
But I've only, yeah, so just let me know in advance. Don't kick me out midway through.
No, but I've only just realised. But thanks anyway. I do apologise. All back to normal next week, though.
Well, I might not be available.
Probably do the scores, Chris.
Ah, I got nothing. Alice got 20.
Oh, at least there's that.
Great. Have a good one. The
Scott Mills Daily. Do you think Alice is going to be okay?
I think it's fine, and I think it was interesting seeing you just stick up for yourself there like that.
No, it never normally happens, does it? So Alice will be, well, hopefully will be back next week and tomorrow on the show. I mean, it got a bit awkward towards the end, and I kept forgetting that it was a Wolverhampton special, so people from Essex were getting through and that. Mm. But tomorrow, everyone's welcome. Welcome back to the show. Everyone can text in and call in tomorrow as normal. Just wanted to shine a bit of a light and shine a bit of love on Wolverhampton today, because they've got a bit of a kicking in the press recently. We're back from 1pm tomorrow on BBC Radio 1, and innuendo bingo favourite, Rihanna off of Films, is playing the game at 1:45.